have unsurety because the PPP loan gone and you end up with joint custody? Raw Fusion.
Welcome to the King B's Raw Fusion Podcast. It's been a long time. I should have left you without a strong shoulder to flip to. Now think of how many weeks shows you slept through. Time's up. I'm about to bless you with another season, another reason to cut on the TV and start the cheesing. To get up on the phone and go call your friends and let them know the King B's Raw Fusion begins. Sit on back and enjoy yourself. I'll be your company, baby. If you need a little help, I took off for a while to revise the plan. Got my focus on so I can check out the scam and open up my team. Eliminate the fake. And when got me a beat from Bobby Drake, and now I'm back, and it's better than you ever saw. But enough talk, let's get raw.
A typical night at the clubs.
Let's get raw.
You don't want to fall in love.
Let's get raw.
You got the fusion in your blood.
Let's get raw.
Into my ladies and my thugs.
Let's get raw. Into the haters on the scene.
Let's get raw.
Don't be mad, cause we got green.
Let's get raw.
You should be trying to make the team.
Let's get raw.
Cause we taking everything.
Let's get raw.
Raw Fusion.
Hey, it is super producer Lisa Ian. You know what time it is right now. That's right. It's time for Raw Fusion with the one and only wonderful host, my man, King B.
Ow. Yo, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? King B right here. You know how it goes down. This is King B's Raw Fusion, and we've been covering or inviting a bunch of really cool people on the show, some filmmakers in the game. Y'all know what I do, but it's important, and instead of just talking about it, I just choose to be about it. Bringing, building, and supporting other filmmakers, I think, is very important, especially in the independent game. So today will be no different, and this time we have someone who is actually kind of on the same kind of mission, supporting other filmmakers. He is a filmmaker. His name is Devon Bray. You might have seen some of his work on Tubi. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But what's up, brother? How you feeling?
What's up, man? I'm feeling good. You?
It's all good. It's all good. Where are you from, brother?
I'm from Wichita, Kansas, man. In the middle of the map. Kansas.
You dig?
Yeah.
You dig? I'm from the Chi, so you know what I'm saying? So,
man, where?
You ain't too far away. Got to show that Midwest love. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. And what's so crazy is my wife, she got a lot of family. That's where most of her people was from, was Chicago. So I only been there one time since I've been with my wife, but definitely I love it, bro. First time I went, it was amazing.
Oh, man. You know how it goes there. You know, you got to come back, man. Matter of fact, you should shoot a movie here.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. You ain't ever been to the ancient bath spa there? You know, the one that they had at John Wick? He went into like a bath spa. I think it's part two. Started killing people in a
bath spa.
Yeah, it's like a it's like different pools. It got like the ancient look, and it's real dark. It's like a massage place.
Yeah,
hey, bro. Yeah, a lot of people in Chicago ain't even been there, so you needed to, if you want to take the coming out. It's called the Ancient Bath Spa, bro. It's an experience.
The Ancient Bath Spa. All right. So you telling me stuff over here?
Hey,
nah,
I do my TikTok research before I go somewhere.
I heard that. I don't do too many bath spas, but that's definitely something to it. So I might have to check that out.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to have you on the podcast for a lot of reasons, not just because of the films, but the reason that you are actively helping other people who are on Tubi promote their films as well. I think that's very important and very selfless in a lot of ways. But let's get into it. You had a movie called PPP Loan Gone, all right? And you have a movie currently streaming right now that just dropped not too long ago on Tubi. What's the name of that one?
Joint Custody.
First, let's start here. What made you want to start filmmaking?
Well, bro, it started with just not ever stopping, elevating, and increasing your value. So it started with me and my pops shooting music videos for the city. You know what I'm saying? And just shooting over 900 music videos with my pops, and then doing weddings, photography. And so over the years, you know, after you just keep doing it and keep doing it, you like, okay, well, I ain't gonna get rich doing this. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be able to make millions shooting music videos. So it was like, what's next? And then we was like, okay, in order to get in his, I think this was like, what, 2016? We started shooting short film. Mm-hmm. Shot about 20 episodes of short, you know, just practicing, going to some film festivals and, you know, going that route, you know, winning some and stuff like this. But then we was like, at one point, we were about to shoot a short film called Pearl. It's on Tubi, Amazon. So these are like our first two movies. Somebody else wrote it. Everything that we do now is all us. We write it. But the only thing somebody ever really did for us was write the first two movies. And that was our introduction into movie making. You know what I'm saying? But Pearl 1, it was a short film. But then we was like, nah, we got to shoot a movie. We tired of, you know, you ain't making no money from short films. I think we got it. We shot 20 of them. So we was like, let's make a movie. And ever since we made that movie 2018, it just hasn't stopped. And it was just an increase of value, bro. So we got here because we just didn't stop. We stayed consistent. Most people, they stop at shooting music videos and that's it. You know what I'm saying? There's some people right now, your boy like Lyrical Lemonade, he killing the music video game. But at some point, even on that level, it's going to get like, man, I need to do something different. You know, you ain't going to keep shooting people videos. So even him, if he shot movies and put them on Tubi, I mean, you know how much he'll kill? All the artists he got connected to. So it's really just a thing of you got to have a bigger vision. It got to be more than just you. We're from a city where this is like, it's not even possible. It's only like 10% black people in Kansas. So 10 or 11%. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot of us, but that's why. So what, even what we doing is like a miracle. We the only ones in our state that did this. The only person that came out of Kansas, I think, is Gordon Parks. He created the original Shaft.
Gordon Parks, legend. Legend. Yeah. Legendary photographer first, and then moved over into filmmaking. And like you said, he did Shaft, the real one.
Yeah, the real one.
I actually met Shaft, Richard Stedman Graham, Athletes Against Drugs, and he was a part of that. Him and Fred the Hammer hung out, and they were really cool brothers. Shout out to them, definitely. But yeah, so you actually started out music videos. Now, my favorite director in Hollywood is F. Gary Gray, who also started out as a music video director.
Right.
So I get it. That's dope. That's a very dope situation. It's not just that. And here's the problem, because I've had some filmmakers and I kind of agree and I kind of don't. I like the fact that it's more accessible because when I started out in the game, there were no DSLRs. There were no HD. We had none of that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? And now people can literally just do it on their iPhone and actually make it look pretty good.
Yeah.
So I like the accessibility of it. The problem becomes is that now everybody and their mama think they're a filmmaker. So it's and they come out trying to get the bag instead of learning how to direct films.
Right.
I like the fact you said you did over 900 music videos before you even thought about doing a feature. So what do you think about that situation? With it being so accessible, do you think that people are paying attention to the story-making aspect of it, or are they just in it for the bag?
Man, it's really hard to tell because some people really be, like, think about it. Some people are just now starting today, or they're just now starting like last year or something. So they stuff probably not, you know, but it depends because it's somebody that just started filmmaking, but they got some money. Mm-hmm. And so they was able to pay for the right, pay for everything. See, but us, if you're doing it yourself and you just starting out, it's probably gonna look trash. You know, there's some people it is, like, it is filming with their phone, you know what I'm saying? Cause they like, man, you know, I ain't got no money. I, what I'm gonna do, just not make one. So in the midst of that, you learn. And if you're consistent enough, you'll grow automatically. Now, it's some people, bro, they just, they really hustling because he did like 20 movies and they all look the same. You know what I'm saying? And I see that is a hustle. I'm like, dang, bro, you never paid enough to, you know, it's not about paying people, but it's more increasing your own value. You know what I'm saying? Because us, bro, we shoot the movie, me and my pops, and then my wife and then my mom. We edit the movie. We do the graphics. We do the trailer. We do the sound. We do the scoring. Everything with the movie, we're not outsourcing it from nobody. And we still come out with an 8K good quality product. And it don't look like we shot it with our phone. You know, so it looked like we had a whole team. But in reality, it was just four people. That's because the training, the 900 music videos, the whole bunch of wet, the tens of thousands of photos we've done, the you know, just life, you know, working with juvenile kids. When my pops was younger, and you know, I did too when I was 18 and stuff. But it's all that, bro. And then so when you take all that and you know, you get to your purpose, like that destination, you know, like this is where I'm gonna be for the next at least 15, 20 years, because this is what's gonna deliver my family. You know what I'm saying? So I really, man, it's hard because as a filmmaker, I do see stuff. I'm like, man, that's trash. But then I'll be like, well, you know, we'll let some time go by. Let's see if they really just, because that's the only way you're going to tell. Let time go by and you'll see if it's a hustle or not. 10 years in, like his stuff don't look no different from when he started. I mean, it still looks the same from when he started. Then it might be a hustle. You know what I'm saying? Because you've been really trying to invest. You're trying to do the bare minimum to, you know, and that ain't gonna cut it, bro. And one thing I noticed, everyone got there their own way. It's not duplicate, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I started out in front of the camera and then really realized who had the power and the money. And it wasn't us.
Right.
So I was like, let me see what this behind the scenes type shit is about. And it just happened to be, I actually enjoyed and loved actually telling stories and making films. It was another level to the game. That's why I'm in every film, because I started out as an actor. But I think this next project, I'm gonna lay low a little bit from the in front of camera stuff and get a more, just, you know, for the most part, focused behind the scenes.
Right.
Because I do enjoy that aspect as well. But yeah, it's a family affair.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. So you got four people, and we're going to talk more about that and the films that you have on Tubi when we come back right after these messages. This is King B's World Fusion. Yo, let's go. Hey, it's King B. And if you want to find an easy way to keep up with me, you can go to my website, kingbworldwide.com. That's King, the letter B, worldwide.com. There you can find links to my books, the movies, the podcast, and so much more. That's kingbworldwide.com. See you there. Hey everybody, it's King B, and I want to tell you about a truly exclusive experience. My cannabis provider, April Flowers Shativa, holds an event called Brunch and Blow. There you can have brunch. I'm talking about waffles, turkey sausage, eggs, hash browns, and more. You can choose whether you want it regular or infused. Also, you're able to sample up to 8 different strands. You can take an interactive tour of the grow facility. Want more? Well, you'll be able to try or buy infused products such as peach cobbler, banana pudding, Rice Krispies, and lemonades. Contact April Flowers Shativa on Facebook and Instagram at April_Flowers_Shativa, Shitiva. Check them out on Groupon, or to RSVP or scheduling, call 773-456-3860. That's 773-456-3860.
Raw Fusion.
All right, we're back. We got Devon Bray. Currently screaming on Tubi, the director of Joint Custody and also PPP Loan Gone. How many movies do you have on Tubi right now?
5. Filming 6 right now. So yeah, 5.
What's the names of them so everybody can check them out?
Pearl 1, Pearl 2, and then Unsurety, PPP Loan Gone, and Joint Custody.
Okay. Now, we were talking, and you were talking about the motivation even in the titling.
Yeah,
because I'm not gonna lie, I had heard about, before I met you, I had heard about the PPP loan gone. And I'm like, dog, really? They went with PPP? Like, yo, but that is actually fucking brilliant.
Right.
Tell me the reason why you named it PPP loan.
Well, before that, you got to understand, we really wasn't seeing tremendous revenue. Now, we had a movie out called Unshorted that did real well, but you know how it is. We released that, 2021? And you really don't get paid from distribution until like 6 months later. So we had to be, you know, we had to think of that next project in the midst of waiting on the money. So even Joint Custody, all these films that we have filmed, literally been like with a budget with like $3,000 to $4,000. So it came about because the pandemic happened, and then we was like, okay, well, we don't got no money for no actor. We don't have no money, you know, to just push this out to millions of people, but we do got marketing skills. We got a following. But even having a following of movie lovers, it don't mean, you know, you still got to be creative with your marketing, you know what I'm saying? So we was putting all that together, and then we was like, okay, what's relatable, what's real, what's going on. Okay, pandemic, we don't want to do no pandemic movie. Hollywood did a few of those. So we was like, okay, well, you know, we real good at drama comedy. So, you know, what can we, you know, and we thought about the PPP loan. And we started researching and how much fraudulent and just how they, we just had to do intensive research. And then we was like, yeah, this is going to be the best movie for when we put it out. You know what I'm saying? And check this, bro. We the only ones in the United States that put a movie out about the PPP loan. Also, I was always told if you want to win, you got to get there first. So it was we already predicted what it was going to do. And again, the name took like a few days because what's in the name? Everything. So titles that we have are very important because that's going to be a decide. Well, all that content you in competition with, your stuff have to stand out. It has to be unique. It can't just be, you know, now Jordan Peele, he can name his movie whatever he want to name because he has a following. But on the way up, you have to grab people's attention with creative ideas. So it forced us. And then again, we a real business, bro. And we didn't get the PPP loans because so many people fraudulently, all the money ran out. So we was like, well, let's get that PPP loan by making a movie about it. And next thing you know, that's exactly what happened, bro.
Not only just the Tubi thing, but even I've been studying and looking up people on the YouTube and all that kind of stuff and the success for people with YouTube. The titles and the thumbnails for YouTube, but for us, it's the movie poster or whatever. Those things are very, very fucking important.
Yeah.
In terms of getting the attention and it's like a fucking science to these people. Yeah. You know what I mean? And this is what I like about what you guys did. Cause I promise you, I heard about PPP loan. Just because of that, it was just like, what the, bro, what is it? And that is the type of thing that you want to do because now people are curious just because it's called PPP loan to go check it out, which is brilliant. Fucking brilliant, actually. And now you deal, you work with your mother and father, right? And your wife.
Yeah.
Is correct?
Yes, sir.
So you got four people.
Yeah.
Now, how does this work? Does each one have a specific role in, like, your wife's the sound person, you're the director, your father's the, how does this go?
Yeah, so basically we all got to do multiple jobs. And even this come about is because, you know, the reason why I got to do it with your family, because just think about it. We've been shooting movies for 5 years. And just now in 2022, we started getting paid from movie making. So took 5 years. What other man, you know, is going to like shoot movies with you for 5 years and not get paid? You know what I'm saying? No really person really going to do that. So it got to be, you got to, the way with my pops is he had to produce his own help. And sometimes, bro, that's what you got to do because or else you're going to literally have to do it by yourself. And that's why it's real important to keep a family together and make sure, you know, it's, you know, that you choose somebody, you know, because people make excuses like, well, what if he's abused? Well, let's start with choosing, making sure you choose the right person. Make sure, you know, you know about that person, you know what I'm saying? But having all said that, you said, well, we're also, my pops, he does all the filming. Me and him, we both direct. I hold the boom mic and I do the audio. And my my wife is like script supervisor, director assistant. You know, stuff like that. We have to do like five jobs a piece. The women do all the, you know, the stuff that's around. But me and my pops, we do the, you know, the labor of filming and getting the audio and directing. You know, I come up with specials. Like even this next one, we're going to take DP to another level. But when you just by yourself, you just focus on getting the rules of the shot. You know, making sure you just get all the angles. Because we only shoot one camera, we got to shoot. Like if two people talking, two people just having a conversation, we always get seven shots because we're editing it too. So we edit on set. But the reason why we get so many shots is because we're not working with name actors. These are people that ain't never did this or only work with us. And we just, and we, one thing we studied in filmmaking is always the production. The production make or break everything, bro. So we just take it up on ourselves is to be this amazing production because that's what movie making is. What you see when you go to the theater is because that production was so amazing. And what you see on sometimes on Tubi is the production is crappy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So production value, bringing the real reality back. I know people want to be in front of the camera. That's what them. No, that's not where the money is. The money is, it's them true skill sets that can't nobody take away from you. Mm-hmm. People can boycott you for acting. You know what I'm saying? But they can't boycott you if you know how to shoot your own movie from scratch. You know what I'm saying? So it's that, but we all do multiple jobs, bro. And then even after that, so after we get done filming, we do all that, feeding the actors, getting set locations. Now, in all of our movies, we never pay for locations because we have a builder that we linked up with. He's a millionaire. His name is Paul Gray. He got like these $1 million homes, $500,000 homes that he lets us shoot in. And then he's even in the movie. Now, his dream is to act, but he wasn't approaching us like, you know, I want to, you know, he just let us know, you know, that's one of the things he want to do. And he don't care if it's now or 10 years from now. But, you know, we like reciprocity, you know, reciprocity. Hey, you're going to let us use the house. We're going to find a way to put you in. I mean, you're a millionaire, so you got a spirit of excellence. You know what I'm saying? So I'm surely you're going to take this more serious than a lot of people that's doing it. You know what I'm saying? So relationship, bro. So it's a lot that goes into it. So never have to pay for locations, but understanding once we up, you know, you got to kick back on the back end for those people that took care of you when you didn't have nothing. You know what I'm saying? Even though they ain't even looking for that or want that, but it's reciprocity, bro. Somebody do something like that and you up millions, you know, it's the right thing to do. But answer your question, how do we? It's literally a miracle, and it's like hard work, because just this year we're able to do this full time. Before this year, my wife was working third shift. I was working third shift in the beginning of the year of like 2022, but left that. But this is the first year I got a whole year of full time food, but it took 5 years to get here, bro. And people don't be understanding, like, this ain't happen overnight. So if you just now starting, don't get discouraged. If your stuff ain't popping like this, bro, this stuff, so usually when you see people popping and you see them, they been doing it. It's just, you know, you just now finding out about it. You get what I'm saying? Like, even you just now, like, we been doing this, but you just now, because we just never stopped. We keep increasing it. So if you never stop, more people will find out about what you're doing. And every year, you should see some type of incline, some type of increase. You know what I'm saying? It's pressure when you release a movie and it does well. PPP loan went viral, bro. Joint custody went viral. You're talking about over 10 million views on TikTok, over 400,000 hearts on TikTok, like, and then like even on Facebook viral, you know, posts with just people posting our clips with 20,000 reactions, a million views and 20,000 shares and stuff like that. So we're creating a trend. It's a method that we tested it with PPP loan. And then we did it again. So now once you do it two times, we figured it out. So every movie we do will go viral because it's the technique.
I think business is about relationships. And I've had a lot of business owners on the show. One of the biggest things about it is if you don't know how to build relationships, you're going to be working very tough. Now, I don't have four family members that's working with me on these films. Mm-hmm. It's typically me, and then I get some other people come run with me. And it's usually a skeleton crew. It's basically what you're saying, skeleton crew is what it's called. It's usually a skeleton crew. We go out there, we shoot what we got. I haven't spent over $1,000 on a film yet, and I've done five of them. Yeah. But I've been doing this for a minute. I used to have a TV show on PBS. And we did over 50 shows. And then that's the name of this podcast, was the name of the show, Raw Fusion. Just turned it into a podcast after we left PBS. But it's important to note that the things that I've been able to do with film and getting a lot of Chicago notables and people of that nature in my films have been through relationships. Mm-hmm. If you can't cultivate and keep these relationships growing, you're going to have a hard time doing film. Or any business for that matter. It really is about relationships.
Right.
That's truly what filmmaking is about. Or business is about, actually.
Man, you got to, man, relationship. You know, I seen so many people burn bridges and I'll be like, and then, you know, time go by and then that person elevate. And you be like, dang, bro, how you mess up? I never want to be that person that mess up a relationship with a great person. You know, it should be all the way around the board, no matter, you know, you below or under. But what I'm saying is people be fluking, they be fumbling the bag. Like how your friend or your homie or your relative is doing something this great to the magnitude. And like you said, you able to pull no people, no family. And we only to pull basically, you know, me and my father and son, and then our wives. So it's like, we, it's still not like, bro, family be in the city and don't even show up to the premiere. But we got this world that just love what we do. And it's just, it's sad, bro. Some people just can't see. Like, it's like they got it's like it's a blindfold over their eye and they can't even see.
You know what I think it is? I think it is they do see and they mad about it. And instead of being smart and coming in and joining the party, they feel some type of way and they're going to sit back and you know, feel some type of way. But I truthfully, it just makes sense to get with people who are doing stuff that you want to do. You know what I mean? That's been the thing for me when I was learning how to do this. I got around people who doing television.
Right.
And I sat back in the corner and shut the fuck up and didn't ask a whole bunch of questions and all that crazy shit and just watched what they were doing.
Right.
And then I was taking mental notes. And then I take that back. When I got my chance to go to the editing bay or whatever it is, I took them mental notes and, you know, watched the camera people and watched everybody do their thing. And because I wasn't, you know, jumping up with 52 questions every other 10 seconds, you know, they didn't have a problem with me being around.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing. And then going on other people's sets and helping them do what they do to produce their films, not taking any pay or anything like that, because the pay is now. I got the information, and now I can make whatever the fuck film I want to make because I learned it and I didn't have to pay Columbia here in Chicago.
Right.
Is where you probably going to go to learn filmmaking. I had a filmmaker from Columbia who's out there. He's got a show on WeTV now last week. So shout out to Kenny Young. But, you know, it's thousands of dollars to do that.
Right.
And so, you know, you paid me with knowledge. It would behoove you to get on a set, you know what I mean? Donate your time and learn the game and learn the craft. Yeah. And then you can go out there and, you know, do what you want to do. And it'll pay you in the long run. Trust me. Those films that I did in a while ago still paying me right now. Yeah. Years ago.
It's going to still pay you 10 years later. That's why I love movie making, man. As long as you own it, you will always get something. I mean, your movie could go viral 2 years later or something like that, and then you just make a whole bunch of money. And that's a good thing. Everybody ain't seen your film, because that means you could still make money. But if everybody's seen your film already, you got to make another one. You know what I'm saying?
I'm excited to get back behind the camera again, even though doing that, and I'm actually editing. Well, I'm not editing. I hate doing the subtitles thing. I'm doing the subtitles thing right now.
The subtitles?
I hate that shit. But we're going to talk about some of the other things dealing with actors and your Facebook group. We're going to do that after we get up from this break. We got to pay some bills. But we'll be right back. More Devon Bray right after this. This is King B. Raw Fusion.
Here I am all alone as I stand to my feet. My heart pumps not once but twice within the same beat.
I just happen to like a variety of partners.
I'm not about to go to some funky club to get on some funky dance floor to dance with some funky man.
I never used to think about it. Now all I do is
give me one good reason why
we shouldn't enjoy each other sexually.
It can ruin our friendship. I don't think so. It doesn't feel right. Eric, I know what you do with these women.
That has nothing to do with it.
That has everything to do with this.
The lines have been drawn. The question is, in the end, should I not get intimate with my close friend?
I'm gonna shave you.
I already had a shave.
Not where I'm gonna shave.
Oh no.
Watch King B's Intimate Friends streaming now for free on Tubi. Outside of the U.S., then watch King B's Intimate Friends for free on Plex. What's up, everybody? It's King B, and I want to tell you about my website, kingbworldwide.com. That's King, the letter B, worldwide.com. There you can find all sorts of stuff, including links to my book, the movies, and even the podcast there as well. It's kingbworldwide.com. See you there.
Raw Fusion.
We're back. Filmmaker Devon Bray, right here, Raw Fusion. Got to check out PPP Loan Gone and his new one, Joint Custody, right there on Tubi for free. Now, was this a thing that your father started? Was he a filmmaker before or wanted to be one? And then you kind of followed in the footsteps, or was it something that you wanted to do and he came and supported you? How did they go down?
It was he definitely did a trailblazer as in all that, because he had to get the foundation done, you know, in order for even me to step in. So before I came along, he was already, like, as he was learning, though, I was learning. So when he first got the camera, I think, 2010 or something, he started shooting me first, you know, because I do music also.
Okay.
He shot a lot, you know, he shoot all my music videos. So it started kind of like that with me entering the music. He been doing music before I was here. So I entered music as he entered into filmmaking. And so we kind of learned as he kept learning, and everything that he learned, he taught. And then he told me where he was getting information from, which is YouTube. And so that's basically what we use even still to this day, YouTube for information and all that. But he's definitely the one that trailblazing, got everything moving, and still the visionary of everything, because it has to be one person. You know, that's how everything flows, because once everyone understand that they're, you know, there's one vision, and, you know, this person has to, you know,
Well, shout out to Devon Bray Sr. And let's shout your mother and your wife out. Go ahead.
Sharika Bray and Naomi Bray. And then my daughter.
Everyone. That's what's up.
She and them.
Now you're going to bring the daughter into it. Now she's going to be a filmmaker in like a few more years, huh?
She only one right now, but
So we're going to give her about 17 years maybe. And she's probably smart enough to be doing it a lot sooner than that. She might be the 12-year-old filmmaker.
I mean, she already acting. She's in joint custody, so.
Nice. Now, it's not just you guys' thing. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show as well. To show love back. Because even though I haven't been on it, but it's all good. I ain't bad. You have a Facebook community.
Yeah.
What's the name of your Facebook community?
Best New Tubi Movies.
Best New Tubi Movies. And we actually met on
Clubhouse.
And then you said, yeah, man, come on through to the community, blah, blah, blah. And I did. And I came through and showed me a hell of a lot of love. Although I haven't been interviewed yet. It's all good. But you do interview other filmmakers from Tubi. Yeah. I'm just talking shit. Because I don't, you do the camera thing. And right now, until I start shooting again, I'm just enjoying looking scruffy as fuck. So I ain't gonna lie, man. I spent so many years trying to be cute for the goddamn camera that when the pandemic happened, I grew my beard out. I look like fucking Grizzly Adams. I don't give a fuck. And I'm happy with that right now. So you actually have other filmmakers and people come on, and you and your wife do interviews with them. Not only that, but you encourage people who have Tubi movies, not YouTube and all the other shit, but Tubi movies, to come on and promote this stuff on your platform. And you've got how many thousand? Over 100,000, I know. But how many thousand now?
207.
207,000 people in that community.
Remember, they active.
They are active. They are active. I put my shit up there, and I think they shared it about 200 times. And I don't know none of them people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But what made you start that whole situation? I mean, you doing good yourself. Why are you so helpful to other filmmakers?
Man, you know, I've seen other people, you know, why they come up, why they start stuff. And it's always because of a no, or it's always because of rejection. Even a lot of these companies open because it's rejection. Or somebody said no, so they went to go. So that's pretty much with me, bro. Again, I've already had viral pages. Like, I got a page with like 600,000. My Brave Film page is like 120,000. My wife has a page that's over 100,000 followers. So we all got, you know, our own like page following, but I was promoting in groups, which, you know, this is, it's a helpful way to promote your movie and to get, you know, critics and see what they really saying about your movie. So when I used to promote in groups, you know, maybe I'll promote one day and then like the third, you know, probably like I just promote and sometimes they decline the post, or because it's post approval, my post won't get posted to like six hours later because somebody didn't, you know, the admin didn't approve it. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it just like, man, I'm like, man, we need something. It's really gonna help filmmakers and, you know, a community where like all the fans is there. You know what I'm saying? Like, so all these black movies is making money. So how can I get these people in one space? And if they don't feel like searching, they can just come to the group, you know, look up movies. So I started my own group last year in February, but this was in the midst of filming PPP Long Gone. So I just started. That's all I did. I didn't touch it. I didn't put a poster on it. It was just called Best New Tube Movies. Once the movie was done and it was out and it went after, I didn't have a group when it PPP Long went viral. It went viral. And then I was like, man, my movie went viral. So maybe I should start attending to this group. You know, August 11th, I started attending to it, meaning just finding a whole bunch of movies and watching them and then posting them and saying something about it every day. Sometimes it'd be two movies a day, but just posting every day movies and then share it to my viral pages. You know, they're already movie lovers. So in the midst of that happening, over time, it grew. It only grew like that because what were Tubi's growing. Tubi was already on an incline. It was AVOD. People, you know, like when PPP Loan went viral, I think that even boosted eyeballs on Tubi because for the first quarter for us to make six figures, that mean like 400,000 people had to see our movie. It's a numbers game. You make six figures, you got to double that number, maybe double it in a half. And that's how many people watched it. Because a lot of people have to watch a movie for you to make that type of money. You get what I'm saying? When that happened, a lot of people didn't even know about Tubi, but it brung a lot of people. And what people don't know, we probably brung hundreds of thousands of people to Tubi. They didn't know about it because I tracked this stuff. You know, a lot of people with both of our new movies, they was like, I'm about to download Tubi just to watch this. You know what I'm saying? When that started, when I started seeing that, I was like, man, let me bring these people because it was my movie. And then after that, every movie on Tubi started, you start seeing just, and this is what people don't know. Everyone started, if you date back the videos and stuff, everyone started just posting funny stuff about it, whether they find something funny in a movie or, you know, it was just this trend all like last year after August all the way to now. And it's still kind of this trend. Now it's getting back to some of these movies are real good. You know, say people getting better, they getting better. So it all stemmed from people really not doing what they supposed to do. So you got regular people, got these big groups, and they just want control. I don't want control. That's why I don't be trying to ban people. I don't be trying to do none of that. Facebook already hit you for the littlest stuff. So what I need to be policing people for, Facebook tell me every day they took a post because somebody posted something they shouldn't post it. You know what I'm saying? It don't be me. So I want to create this community that's free and you don't have to approve the post. You can post any, and the only thing I got to do is get rid of all the spam that come in every day, you know what I'm saying? Because if you have it free like that, the spammers can come in. If I start doing post approval, all the scamming will stop, but it won't be active. It's only active like that because you can post at will. The more you want to put your hands on stuff and control it, the numbers going to slow down. You know what I'm saying? That's the method. And then you said, why am I, you know, why you want to? Because I'm a filmmaker. I believe in my content. I'm going to make money for my projects. So I don't care about other people making money or trying to make money off people promoting their film. Now, there has people, they reached out to me and was like, hey, man, you know, can you do this? So you want me to do a setup promotion on your time, and you know what I'm saying? And okay, well, I just, you know, a donation, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm really not trying to do that, but I also want to be, I know an admin posting your movie, you probably get a better reach, but it's not a guaranteed reach. Because I've seen random people in my group go viral or post a movie or post something that just go crazy. I mean, you had something, they got hundreds of shares. So it's not, you know what I'm saying? But if you hit me, I don't promote like, hey, man, get with me. I'll promote your movie. Pay me. I don't do that. Anybody that ever gave me money for something is because they approach me. And some people just have an understanding. Well, if I'm going to reach out, you know what I'm saying? Now some people, they probably, I just, you know, share their movie or watch it or see. You know what I'm saying, bro? But it's really just more of a, you know, it's fair game. Figure out, just follow what I do. You can get the same reach like I get from my movies if you do the, if you just watch them and it'll happen for them.
And that's kind of the same attitude that I have. Like I said, when I see other people doing it, like, come on, man. Come on to the show. Because that's the way it's supposed to be. If you got to sit around and worry about, oh, I'm promoting other people, so now the shine going to come off me, then you really not that confident in your own shit.
Right.
That's just being 100 with it. You know what I'm saying? If you can't if you can't sit there and congratulate another motherfucker for doing some shit that you wanted to do or that you're doing, then you really not in your heart who you think you say or act like you are.
Right.
I'm damn confident in my movies. I got shit we did in 2004. Mm. Making thousands of dollars on Tubi.
Right.
2004. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's damn near 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not fucking worried about it. You know what I mean? But for other people, you know, they come out with some shit yesterday and they feel like they need all the fucking shine from it. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? You could do that. But I wonder if you really is confident in your own shit. Mm-hmm. If you can't promote somebody else, because at the end of the day, what you doing, an hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 3 hour movie at best, people gonna watch other shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they're not just gonna keep running your movie back. So why not? You know, why not promote? Okay, well, shit, you watch mine, I appreciate it. Check out my homeboy's movie. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. We went out and hustled DVDs. You know what I'm saying? And I went to flea markets around the country. And even here in Chicago, I was killing it. Killing it. When I say killing it, bro, I was killing the fuck out of the shit. And I would invite other filmmakers with a film to set up right next to me on my motherfucking table. That's how strong I was with my shit. I'm like, and they was like, you sure, bro? You know, I don't want to mess with your house. I said, bro, I'm going to get mine. Make sure you get yours. You know what I'm saying? And people that I know that like they've been coming back and they looking for me to do some new shit, mm-hmm. but I haven't done it yet. I'd be like, yo, check out my man's movie. You know what I'm saying? I'm co-signing this shit right here. You know, check it out.
Yeah.
And they buy it.
I mean,
off the strength of it's me.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Some of them I sold more of their own shit than they sold of their own shit. Cause they didn't know how to push the shit. They didn't know how to promote the shit. So I feel like if you are really confident in the shit you're doing, you're going to do like you're doing right now. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to promote other people as well, especially if you really honestly like this shit.
Right.
So I like what you're doing, man. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely want to have you on the show and, you know, to, you know, promote that whole situation and what you're doing. It's a community and we need to stick with each other in order to have the type of success that we want to. Because lo and behold, Hollywood is doing it.
Right.
Why the fuck ain't we doing it?
Right.
All right. We're going to be right back after these messages. We got my homeboy, Devon Bray, right here. It's Raw Fusion. Behind many smiles lie a troubling truth. So many people are suffering alone simply because they are too afraid of the stigma associated with mental illness. The road to mental health has no color. It has no age. Or gender. It's time we take the bull by the horns. It's time we remove the stigma and embrace acceptance to release people from their private prisons and give them the help that they need. It could be your relative, your friend, your loved one. It could be you and you don't even know it. It's time to help those in need, but help starts with you. With an acclaimed broadcast television and independent filmmaker at the helm, we are creating a documentary. This documentary will identify the signs, explore the possibilities, help remove the stigma, and clear the path to mental health. By donating, you will help us help others. From $1 to $1,000, no donation is too small. Let's band together to fight this secret enemy that affects us all. Please donate today. You can donate now at GoFundMe.com/mental the movie.
Raw Fusion.
Yep, it's Raw Fusion. You know what it is. I wanted to ask you, like, what's the future going to be like for your company? What's the name of your company, by the way?
Bray Films.
Bray Films.
Yep.
Which is Bray Films because you got four Brays working with it. What's the future like?
Man, you talking about pushing out movies, bro. Like, it's not stopping. They're going to, if you ever watched from the beginning to now, the main thing you're going to always know about us is the quality increase. So it's never a standstill. Mm. Like I said, most people got movies and like, well, you know, it's all right. But you can clearly see the difference in each of our movies as you get to the latest one. And that's what's important, because that's scary also, because now, you know, once we get to that Jordan Peele type production, and trust me, it's lack of budget for us. It's not lack of skills. Most people lack a skill set. For us, it's just a lack of budget. Of course, now we're building that budget. Mm-hmm. We're getting the rigs and stuff like that. But what I'm saying is, it's not a lack of skill set for us. So if somebody gave us $1 million right now, we could produce what $1 million or even a $10 million project look like with $1 million, because we're doing so much with so little already. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the future is to, you know, we have a goal, right? Of course, the goal goes up, but our goal right now is like 50 movies. So we got to get the movies. Okay. You know what I'm saying? It's going to get bigger and bigger and better and better. And to do this as long as we can, just us. So I want to see how long that can last, because all that is going to do is just force us to increase our value. So it's going to force you to learn new stuff. It's going to force you to do it yourself. You know, it's just going to force you, because I want to know everything in the business that I'm in. I don't want people doing stuff for me that I don't even know how to do myself. That's how you get, that's how you get got. That's how people rise up on you. That's how people feel like they just walk out on set and you don't know how to do that job. You got to shut the whole production down. But if you already did that and you're only putting people there to be a blessing and not to use, or to, I wouldn't say use, but you just want somebody else to do it just because, that's not going to fly. You know what I'm saying? Well, specifically with us, you know what I'm saying? I was taught, do as much as you can yourself as possible, because it's actually a great feeling. The fact that you can get up any time of the day and go shoot your own movie. We ain't got to wait on nobody. We ain't got to wait on no DP. We ain't got to, no. We just got to get up and just go do it and plan it. So what's next for us is bigger movies, better movies. And, you know, we got blockbusters lined up, bro. So that's where this is going.
That's what's up. I think that's important that you're saying that. When I first started out, I wanted to know everything. I wanted to learn literally every fucking thing. And let's be honest, I got some of those old DV tapes and I'm trying to get through a process of converting that shit, and I might put it out. You'll see the difference from when I started until when I do this next project, and you'll see what's now. The truth of the matter is don't be afraid to, if you're serious about this shit. Now, if you just getting in it because you see motherfuckers making money and all this kind of shit, I ain't talking to y'all. I'm talking to the people who are serious about filmmaking and who really actually care about film and are passionate about that shit.
Right.
Get your ass out there and start. Yeah. You know what I mean? The shit's not going to look as the same as a motherfucker that's been doing it 20, 30 years. But at the end of the day, you'll be able to grow and you'll see the people, and people will see from movie to movie that you're growing. They'll see you adding different things. They'll see you getting better. And there's a lot of people that are scared of that type of shit. But I want people to understand that I did not start out with something that looks like what I have now. And you can do the same thing and you can grow in front of the people. I learned and grew in front of the people. I started my TV show in 3 years, I was at PBS. But if you look at the shit when I started at first and then look at where I was at PBS, there's a huge difference. I grew up in the front of the people, you know what I mean? And you can do the same thing. And I just love to see people who are passionate about it get the opportunity that, honestly, when I started out, there was no Tubi, there was no YouTube, there was no none of this shit. So I love the fact that people are able to do that now. And I'm coming back to get my shit, though. Because you know what I'm saying? I ain't finna let everybody else do their shit. And I don't do my motherfucking thing and thug thizzle. You understand what I'm saying? So, but bro, I appreciate you and I appreciate your family for doing and having that spirit of camaraderie and actually going out there and making it happen and doing it. That's a beautiful thing. And to have you guys and your father and your mother and your wife and you all in there making it a family affair, that's a beautiful situation. And I actually want to celebrate all you guys and tell you guys, keep going, keep pushing, and keep making it happen.
Appreciate you, man.
For sure, bro. Appreciate you coming through Raw Fusion, man. That's what it
Thanks
is.
Thanks for having me.
For Shizzle.
It's time to talk some shit with King B on the King B's Raw Fusion podcast, brought to you by King B's Hate Love, now streaming for free on
to be.
The independent revolution is here. It's a lot of people out there making content, and we have to learn one thing. If we really want to be successful, working together is important. It's not something we should do, could do. It's something we need to do if we all want to be as successful as we really, really can be. It's a simple concept. Someone else is doing something great. You're doing something great. You come together, you support each other, and in the end, it becomes colossal. Picture that for a minute and then holler at me later. I'm King B, and this is Raw Fusion.
Raw Fusion.